They have accompanied us throughout our visit, like an invisible friend. You've seen them at the entrance, and now the time has come to talk about them. The walls are the architectural complex, along with the castle, that most defines the morphology of Vilafamés. We stand before one of the meeting points between the walls and the defensive towers found throughout the town. Following the Reconquest, in 1375, construction of the walls began. In the Middle Ages, building a defensive wall was a privilege, known as the right of fortification. It fulfilled various functions. In addition to defense, it justified the presence of a taxman. You didn't think you get to live within the safety of the walls for free, did you? And it served to demonstrate the strength of the town. In Vilafamés, when the Order of Montesa was in charge, the master of the order, Alberto de Tous, commanded the construction of the walls. He even demanded, most naively, that they be completed by All Saints' Day the following year. And, surprise, surprise, the historical records indicate that they did not hit that milestone. Not even back in the Middle Ages did they respect established delivery due dates. A tradition that's more Spanish than even flamenco. In 1391, the master, Berenguer Marc, commanded that the walls be rebuilt and that adobe be applied to them. Since they were determined and prepared to do the work, why not do it right? The various watchtowers had either a circular floor plan or a square floor plan. Each wall ended at the entrance gates to the town. These served to control access. Just imagine, at that time there were huge wooden doors that opened at dawn and closed at nightfall. And if you didn't arrive on time, you were left outside. No VIP passes here. Through these gates, the town's inhabitants, soldiers, knights, pack animals, merchandise, and food were all allowed to enter the town. In the case of the food and merchandise, taxes had to be paid. So the gates also served as a kind of local customs office. You have just passed through the Portal de la Font, which, along with the Portal de Onda, the Portal del Raval, and the Portal Nou, were the four entrances to the town. Unfortunately, these were destroyed in the 19th century, so we can only imagine how they looked. The last renovation made to the walls was carried out during the Carlist Wars. They had to install the latest defense update, Arrowslits 2.0. But please, take this opportunity to enjoy these spectacular views. After all, you no longer have to watch and worry about your safety due to an enemy attack like they did centuries ago. Look out to the arrow slits! And now, after that little scare, let's give thanks that the attack has failed. We'll be waiting for you at our next place of interest.